Okay. I'm so excited. Man, you better get a little bit more excited for what you're about to hear. It's very simple. It's probably something you already know, but it's become more enlightened to me. I'm going to start it out like this. I was driving to church one day. Candace, stand up, my beautiful wife, who my mom says I way overmarried, but I think I did too. So praise the Lord. But anyway, he wanted me to ask or say this, fill in the blank. You guys who went to the men's, don't fill in the blank. You already know it, but it's going to be based on this. Okay. So I grew up coaching, right, on every level, and there were champions involved. And so the Lord said to me, you were not born to lose, you were born to blank. And so I think most people would say win, right? But what he wanted me to say was choose. And so if you think about it a little bit, you were, of course, we're born to win. But when he created man, he said, choose life, choose blessings. And how many know that if that's the case, we were born to win, we should all automatically be winning in areas, but some aren't. Now, you're going to win in the end when we go to heaven, but why not win now? So it makes sense to me, we were born to choose to win. Does that make sense? So he makes man, he creates him, he gives him a will. He gave the angels a will. Lucifer had a will. He had a choice to leave there. A third of the angels had a choice to leave. So you have a choice to win. So remember that as we get into this. I had this revelation. My mom's been preaching it forever. But the light came on with me. And it came on this way. I'm a very big fan of sports, okay? Not just was I coach, but I love a certain team called the Chicago Bears, NFL football team, all right? Just stay with me if you're not. Just stay with me because this will all connect. The Bears, why did I pick them? I grew up in Oklahoma. There's no pro team, but they had a movie called Brian Song, and it was about a black man and a white man, and they roomed together during segregation, and they became best friends. They loved each other. One of them got cancer, died. It's a tearjerker, and I'm 8 years old, and I'm watching this movie. And mom remembers me pointing at the TV screen going, I vow that's my team. And I got tears running down my eyes. That's my team. And I've been crying ever since. God, why didn't you direct me to another team? Because they haven't won. They don't win. And I hate to lose. And I mean, we had 1 year in 86 when we won it. And then 20 years after that, we went to the playoffs, and then it was 10 years after that, and so we made it to the playoffs this year, and my family and I, we will fly to their games to Chicago, and we love them. My son, now he's grown up, we love them. We get together on game days, and we had our jerseys on and everything, and so we're in the playoffs. We're playing the Eagles, and it's going back and forth, and it's really tight, and they score with a minute left, and we come back down, And we're driving, driving, driving. All we need is a field goal. All we need is to kick the ball between to get 3 points to win it. And so time is running out. There's only a few seconds left. And they line up to kick it. And they kick it. And it goes through. And so we win. We win. Caleb and I start running around the house. We're hugging and doing things that we wouldn't do in public. You know, just acting crazy. Fanatics. And then all of a sudden, Caleb, my son, goes, Dad, look. And he points at the TV and he goes, something's wrong. And I go, what? And they called a timeout right before he kicked it. So he's got to kick it again. It's okay. So we get back in our positions. And we're hugging each other. And we're fans. I know y'all, you look real holy right now for some reason. And he kicks it. And this time, it hits the goalpost. And the goalpost, dink, dink, dink. And we lose. We went from celebrating the victory. We had already ran the house a couple times, ran around, knowing that we won. And now we lost. We went from the mountaintop to the pit of misery. Now we're taking our jerseys off and throwing them down. Why did we ever pick this team? We're mad. I'm not sinning. I'm not, are you with me? I'm still a Christian. I'm still going to heaven. I'm just upset. Okay, this is for all the holy roller, finger pointer, judgy type. I'm still pastor. I get to preach the next morning. It was a Saturday. I'm pastoring a church. But I'm mad, okay? Be ye angry, the Bible says. Sin not. But I'm upset. Trying to shake it. I can't shake it. And I'm trying everything I know to shake it, and I can't. You know, and I'm just, God, we've waited all this time. And it's just on my mind. Never thinking anything spiritual here. But man, watch what happens. Watch what happens, people. Because we don't understand the little big things that affect our lives. So I go back and to my office. I tried everything, eating, everything, nothing worked. So I go back into the office and I've been studying on light. Everybody say light. And I'd been studying and I'd just been studying on any kind of information not related to the Bible. And then I started connecting it with the Bible. And here's what I had so far. So I'm looking at it. Light is a constant. Still got my bad attitude. Whoop-de-doo. Light is unchangeable. Light travels at 186,282 miles per second. Woo, it's fast. And then I ran into some of these theories that they came up with based on the theory of relativity, and they're pretty cool, and they're all true, they're facts. That if you fired a gun and the bullet traveled the speed of light, that bullet would travel the distance around the earth 7 times before your finger actually came off the trigger. Pretty fast, huh? I still have my bad attitude. And then I came across this theory based on Einstein's theory of relativity, and it said, according to the math, that you can't travel the speed of light, Einstein said. You would enter into timelessness, that you would disappear. But they did the equations of a spaceship taking off at 80% of the speed of light. What would happen? How would it affect things? How would it affect time? So they put it and plugged it into their theory, and they said if you put two astronauts in a spaceship at 80% of the speed of light, and they travel 15 days and they travel 15 days back, they would be 30 days older. But the Earth would have aged 10 days. Yeah. No, 60 days. So they would be the same age, but because they traveled at the 80% of speed of light, the Earth would have aged 60 days. So they did the theory and they upped it to 80%. 15 days out, 15 days back, they're 30 days older. But because they went at 90% of the speed of light, the Earth would have aged 10 years. Well, man, that went quick, just in that little 10%. So they did it at 99.9%. Not 100, 99.9, and they found out that they would have went 15 days out, 15 days back, they'd have been 30 days older, but the Earth would have aged 30,000 years. Now, if you divide that, that equals into one day equals 1,000 years. So what happened, if y'all read the Bible, you need to. It's a really good book. It'll bless you. And the Bible talks about that. That's the equivalence to God. One day is 1,000 years. So man, what has happened? Man has discovered timelessness. And as technology has gotten and grew, and hasn't it? I mean, how quickly is it now than it used to be? It used to be like every so many years there were satellites or whatever. But now it's almost daily. Daily. That's how fast. Because of what? Light. It's all because of light. And then I remembered a quote that Brother Hagin did, so I looked it up. And he said this, when science discovered timelessness, they discovered eternity in God. Now, because they've discovered this, God can reveal to man the hidden things in a parallel fashion as they come to us spiritually, as the light gets brighter in the church. So as the light gets brighter in the church, God can reveal more to the church. Are y'all with me? Okay, stay with me. So I'm studying with this bad attitude about light. Now I go into the scriptures. I find out that God is light. Well, then God is fast. Okay, the word is light. We're sons of light. Okay, well, I'm kind of connecting all of this. And then I read John 1:1-5. Let's look at it up here. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Click. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Okay. Click. And God is light, right? In Him was life, and the life was what? The life was the light of men. Okay. All right. There's light. Now watch this one. Click. And the light shineth in where? And the darkness could what? Comprehended it not. Look up comprehended in the Greek. It means overpower. It cannot overpower light. Light always overpowers darkness. Guess how fast darkness is? Zero. Can't move. Can't exist unless light is not there. Light always overpowers darkness. Are you with me? Always. Somebody say always. Okay. So I'm getting this, finding out we are the children of light. We are to shine our lights. And so I'm thinking about this, and I read Matthew 5:14-16. Put that one up there for me, please. All right, ye are the light of the world. Did you guys know that?
Amen.
How about the world needs light, don't they?
Amen.
God needs us to shine. A city that is set on a hill, this is Jesus, by the way, cannot be hid, click. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Click. Amen. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So Ephesians 2:10, if you'd put that in there. So I'm sitting there looking at good works. Let your light shine before men so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I remember when Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and he who follows me shall not walk in darkness. Everybody say walk.
Walk.
Now here's the key word that I want you to see. Have we got Ephesians 2:10 yet? For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should what? Walk in them. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk. Everybody say walk. Don't overlook that walk. Doesn't the Bible say we walk in faith? Doesn't the Bible say we should walk in love? Doesn't the Bible say we walk in the light? The word walk in Hebrew means to carry something. So when you go to the root word of it and study it, it's carry onward and carry upward. So in other words, when you see that word walk, you should really go, oh, it's really telling me something here. Don't just enter into the kingdom. Carry on. Carry on my wayward son. Any old rockers in here? There'll be peace when you are gone. Okay, a little awkward. Note to self, that doesn't work in Canada. Okay, listen. Carry onward and carry upward your light. Don't just enter into the kingdom. Shine, go higher. Shine brighter. There's a reason. Not just for you to be a good person, but there's a reason. Darkness cannot overcome. It cannot. It seems like sometimes darkness is overpowering light, but it can't. It can only exist where light isn't, right? Okay. So Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not, if you're following me, you're not carrying onward darkness, you're carrying onward and upward light. So I'm getting this, and I'm connecting this light to the scriptures. And all of a sudden, guess what happened to the bad attitude? It's gone. Now, why is it gone? Just from what you've learned right now, why is it gone? Light overpowered darkness. Now, where is that scripturally? Go to Psalm 119:130, please. Bam, the entrance of thy words giveth what? And it giveth understanding even to Chip. So, it was so cool for the first time in my life. I'm sure it's happened before, but I didn't know what had happened, right? I didn't connect the light darkness thing. So I had this bad, I'm upset. I'm still going to heaven. Don't look at me all like that. But I'm not happy at the results of what happened. I'm a fan. But it left. And when it left, and I sensed it left, all of a sudden I hear in me, pray for the kicker. Are y'all forgetting about the game? And I hear God say, pray for the kicker, pray for his wife, pray for his family and his children. Lift them up. There's going to be some think about it, death threats and everything else. The fans are, it's going to be terrible. Lift them. I got on my knees and I started praying for him. Now, why did I not hear that before? Why did I not hear God's, do you think God was trying to tell me that before? Sure. Darkness. I couldn't hear. I couldn't work alongside with God. I couldn't hear God because I'm in darkness. Oh, Chip, you weren't in sin. I'm in darkness. That's called darkness. Anything that's not light, are you with me? Is what? Period. Okay. So I've never thought much about that, having a bad attitude here and there. So let's talk about, so mom sends me this CD that she preached 45 years ago. And she said, Chip, this is the sermon that I preached that John Osteen, Joel's dad, got a hold of. This is, he didn't know me. He said, get this lady and have her preach this at our church at Lakewood Church. And it wasn't even in the big, because it grew big with John, the dad, not Joel. But this was before that. And mom's there and she's sharing this about light and dark. So I'm getting ready to preach to you her sermon. And I'm going to do a mini part of it. Get to the basis of it. And she, in the middle of it, stops and prophesies over this church. Well, I'm her son listening to it almost 50 years later, knowing the results of her church. Have y'all seen that church? Have you seen what it's done? And so this is back when they just put, technology-wise, they just put satellites up in the air. I mean, and so technology to them was woohoo. They didn't have internet or anything. They didn't have cell phones, none of that stuff. And she prophesied, she said, this church right here, she said, God gave that theory of relativity to that revelation of light to a Jewish man, and one of the reasons is for the church, and this will be one of the churches that will use that technology and will spread the light to all the world. I'm like, what? I don't know how old Joel was at that time or where he was, but that church received it, believed it, and they all just cheered. There's probably a couple hundred. There's probably a couple hundred in there. And I believe in the same way. Okay, forget it. I believe in the same way. I believe God knew that her son 45 years later would be in this building. Are you with me? And I believe it's for the church. And I believe God needs light in Canada. I know he needs it in Kelowna. He needs it everywhere. Amen. Why? Because light overpowers dark. Never not does. It always does. And so I'm real excited about teaching this. So when mom, she goes, don't overlook the word walk, because God commands that all through the Bible. Walk, go upward with me. Let's look at it in the Bible with Adam and Eve. Didn't he walk with Adam and Eve? All right. So God to Abram in Genesis 17, 1 and 2. When Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and he said unto him, what? I am the Almighty God. Do what? He didn't just mean put one foot in front of the other. Come on, there again. Now put your right foot. Now your left. Good. Now put your... No! Go onward and upward, Abram. Believe onward and upward. Love onward and upward. Shine onward and upward. Let the entrance of the light get in you so you can shine more. I'm too busy. I ain't gonna. And so we still stay in this darkness and we don't understand what we're not getting to do. Work alongside with God. So he tells Abram that. Micah 6:8. Let's look at Micah. Hardly ever go there. Let's open that book. Click. All right, gotcha. My wife's probably going, be patient, Chip. He has showed thee, O man, what is good and what doeth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to what? Walk humbly, not selfishly, not pridefully, but walk humbly. Humbly for the Lord is his ways. His ways. I asked Mom after it was all said and done, before I get into the heart of this thing, the revelation, what did you get out of it? And she said, well, here's what I've gotten. And she's walked with God. My mom is in her mid-80s. Doctors can't understand how her levels, everything about her is perfect. There are people who have never eaten sugar in their life come in, never have done any of that stuff. And Mom has better. Her bones, everything's better. The doctors are going, how? And Mom knows it's the light. And Mom says this. She goes, the difference... She goes, here it is. Light is the revelation of the knowledge of God and the knowledge of his ways. Are y'all getting this? So there's the knowledge of God. How many in here know God? You're born again. Well, then there's the knowledge of his ways. Does God have ways? Yes, faith, love, right? Right. These are God's ways. Then darkness is the lack of knowledge of God. So you're not born again. You don't know him. We were maybe all of us there. And here's another one, the lack of his ways. So my people perish for a lack of knowledge. So you can, watch this. Of course you're not born again. You don't know him. You're in darkness. And you don't know his ways. But now watch this. Born again people, they know him. And they're sons and daughters of God, right? But some are not have knowledge of his ways. And you've got to understand something. God is light. Now watch this. All right? Are y'all okay? We're getting ready to get into it. Enoch. Let's go to Enoch 5:21. Just going to go to all of them. Give me the old right here when I'm done. Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. Click. Enoch did what? So what do we think of? He walked with God. He went onward and upward with God. And it pleased God, right? After he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters, click. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years, click. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. If you read that, study it out. What happened? Timelessness. There is accounts that we have from rabbis. He disappeared. He was walking with God, who is light. Wow. Right? Okay, so he enters into timelessness. Now we're going to get ready to get into the kaboom. Nobody leave. This big dude, stay back there and don't let anybody leave. Now, here it comes. Here's why God sent me. Here's why God sent Mom. Here's why God does everything. He's a purposeful God. So John, one of the apostles, there were 24 of them total in the Bible. 12 of them were apostles to the Lamb, Jesus. And the 12 apostles that were closest to Jesus, Peter explains their criteria in Acts chapter 1. In other words, their job description. And their job description was this. I'm setting this up because you have to understand why he's saying the words he's saying. And the job description was of these apostles to Jesus was to witness, right? So they had to fulfill the office of a witness from Jesus' baptism to his ascension. So some people think it was Paul that, no, because he didn't witness that. And so He was one of the witnesses, and the witnesses always spoke like we've touched, we've seen, we've heard, we felt, we were there, we witnessed, we witnessed, we witnessed. Now let's watch John talk about, here is the secret to life. Here it is. Oh my goodness. And we've seen him, we're John 1, let's start with 1. Click. Thank you. Somebody clicked it for me. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen, which we, with our eyes. Or, you see how he's talking as a witness here? All right. Which we have looked upon and our hands have handled the word of life. Right? All right. Click. That was their office. For life was manifested and we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. Click. That which we have seen, we've heard, we declare we unto you, that ye also may have what? With us, and truly our fellowship is with who? And who? So, before we go any further, here is the most amazing thing about this. We've touched, we've seen, we've heard, we felt, And here it is, that you can have fellowship with God. Now, that word does not mean coffee and Timbits. All right? That word does not mean let's go grab a bite after church. Meet me at the coffee shop. Right? Like we know fellowship. It is so not that. And when you know this, oh my goodness. The word is, if you have Amplified, I encourage you to look at it, because the Amplified says partner with and partake of. Oh, now when you want to study that word a little further, you partake every prophet that you're in partnership with. Come on now. Another translation says work alongside with. Who? God. Hello? The creator of the universe. The father of all good gifts, of every perfect gift, James says. Can you put James up there real quick? I don't know how quick we can do that. I got it, but I want to come straight back to that verse. Who are we going and partner with? Do you know what this message is? Do you want to go in business with God? Do you want to go in business with him? Okay, all right. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from who? Of what? Don't just say the Father. It's saying lights for a reason. Now, watch this. Let's go back to that one scripture that we're at. Now, John comes in and goes, here's how you can partner, in other words, with God. Hello? Here is how everything's possible. Here, in this place, is when you resist the devil and he flees. Now all the scriptures that you've heard, but you're like a little bit confused, you hadn't seen. This is, all your answers are here. Your husband, your wife, your job, your career, your future is here. He's getting ready to give it. My God, if I could get on television and preach one sermon, this would be it. This is it. Now watch this. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you may have what? Partnership. Business with us and with God. And with Jesus. Now watch this. Click. And these things we write unto you, you're going to be one happy camper. That's my translation. You are. Have you ever seen Christians with no joy? Yeah. I mean, did I have joy when the Bears lost? All right, just stay with me. I'm still going to heaven, but We're gonna get to this. I'm going to be preaching against me here, or about me. You're going to be so full of joy because of this. You don't even know what full of joy is until you've worked and partnered with the Creator. You don't know joy, but you should want to know joy. Amen? Are y'all want to know? Are y'all pretty excited? Are y'all ready? All right, because he's going to tell us. Click. This then is the message. If the Bible had sound effects, it would be going, na, 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 na. Am I too loud?
No.
All right. This is the message that we've touched and seen. We were there. We've heard him. We've walked with him. This is it. Can't get around it. What is it? That we declare to you that God is light. If you're going to partner with him, you got to stay in the light. You've got to walk in the light. And everything in the light, guess what? Your healing's in the light. Now remember, light is God and his ways. You know what, Lindsay? Faith is God's ways. And when you stay there, no matter the tears, no matter the care and all, you stayed in there. And there were people in your life that helped you stay. That's what they were doing. No, Lindsay, stay in the light. No, Lindsay, stay in the light. No, it's life and death for that baby. Darkness is trying to overpower, but no, light wouldn't let it. In the light. Every answer's in the light. Yeah, but that's darkness. Anything that's not light. We've always thought darkness was what? Evil, sin, which it is. But anything that's not God, murmuring is darkness. Complaint, doubting. Oh no, there's no doubting in God. He's all faith in his way. That's darkness. Stay in the light. Go onward and upward. Stay in that light. And in him, just as important as he's light, and in him, watch this, is no, somebody say no,
no.
Darkness
at all.
Not a speck. Not an iota. Not a smidgen. Listen, there's no cancer in light. There's no sickness in light. If you've ever said or heard, well, God did this. No, no, no. You don't understand this revelation. Did you not hear the, no, 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 no. Did you not hear the message? You can't say that. He's light. There's no darkness in him to make something bad happen. He's the father of every good gift, and he is the father of light. And if you want a partner, which you can, oh, come on, somebody. My God, this is my joy level. We get to stay and walk in the light. Amen? There's no darkness in him. There's no hate. There's no talking about the prime minister. Because if you read the word, it doesn't say do that. It says, first of all, come on now. Now, Mom said, God, the knowledge of God, and the knowledge of his ways. What are his ways? Does God love him? Amen. Does God want us to pray for him? Yes. Did God send Jesus? Stay in the line. He didn't say you had to vote for him. He didn't say you had to agree with that. But whatever you do, people, listen to me. This is getting you in trouble. This will easily get you in darkness. Easily get you in darkness. And you don't even know it. And you're wondering why your prayers and things aren't answered. Well, that prayers and answered things are in the light. I'm not saying you don't. Are you with me? You don't agree with things. Abortion, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the issues are, but you love him. And the Bible says, pray for him. And they don't know. Why do they not know? They're in darkness. So you don't hate them. Hate is not in, darkness is not in there. Murmuring and gossiping is not in there. So you're not working alongside of God. And if you say you are and you're doing that, you're lying. Are you going to heaven? Yes. But you don't know the truth. And you continue to not partner with God. Because in God is light. Now, watch what the next verse says. And if we say that we have what? That does not mean relationship. That does not mean, come on now. So many times Christians have thought, how can it say that? I'm going to hell. It doesn't mean that. Study to show thyself approved. It doesn't. That word fellowship means working alongside with. Are you with me? And you say that you're partnering with him, even though you are still going to heaven, because God is a covenant God and he keeps his covenant promises, and you walk in darkness, that's because your choice, because you're upset, because you feel this or that. You don't know the truth. You just simply don't know the truth. So mama said, Chip, you know what this was? If Caleb would have asked you when you were all upset with your bad attitude, or Dad, are you walking in fellowship with God? And I said, yes, Caleb. I'm the pastor of the church. I'm Billy Brim's boy. I'm Champions for Christ. Mom said that would have been a lie. You get in a, mom says, a tiff with somebody because of they did this something. Unforgiveness is not in the light. Offense is not in the light. And if you say you're still fellowshipping with him, not in relationship, are y'all with me on that part? We're not talking about that. You're going to heaven. I'm not saying you're going to hell. Okay, I'm not saying that. You're going to heaven. If you're born again, you made that choice. Good choice. But guess what? Make another one. You know what? Choosing life and choosing an eternity, that's a great choice. But you know what? Why don't you just win down here instead of waiting until that day? No, I feel like I've got to, and this has got to, and that's got. My God, help us. Help me. No, mama, that was just a pro team that I'm a fan of. It has nothing to do spiritually. God is not. God is light. It's a legal thing. He's not. There's no darkness at all. And you want him. He can't. He's light. Man. Now I'm going to tell him myself how I had to practice this. Not had to, get to. And so I'm watching the State of the Union address from our president. I love him. I pray for him every day. But there was a lady standing behind him named Nancy Pelosi. And I couldn't get my eyes off of her. She didn't agree with the guy I agreed with. And she wouldn't clap on some of the times where everybody stood up the part where they clapped. And I stood up in front of the TV. Candy's sitting on the couch just chilling out. And I'm up there going, she's not clapping. She should be clapping. How dare her not to clap? You bet. And then she claps. Oh, you better clap. And it hit me. And I turned around to Candy and I'm like, I'm in darkness. I said, God loves her just as much as she loves me. I said, God, I repent. And that's what the next verse says. Click. I mean, he goes into, what if we walk in the light, onward and upward, not staying the same, onward and upward. And we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse you from your sin. In other words, you can repent and get right back in the light. Can you imagine? We can repent, and every act and thought and word and typed word that you've ever done in your life that was in darkness, and you can instantly, by that blood, aren't you glad he shed that blood? Because of that legal blood covenant, you can enter right back in that light. Hang the sign, back in business. We are open. Come on, somebody get this. That's going to be one happy dude. Why? Because my partner. Hello? Is just a few people know my comedy here? My partner is God. And in him is no sick. That's where my healing is. Why would I want to do that? Why would I want to get mad at that and risk my healing? God needs me healed for souls, right? He needs me healed to do what I need to do and shine. Stay in the light. So everybody asked me, Chip, you've been around, your mom, and then Brother Hagin. I was in his living room as a kid and worked and mowed his lawn and worked for him at Rhema. And he would tell me stuff. Brother Copeland, I preached with him in different things. I've been in Oral Roberts' living room, and we've done all kinds of things with him. What was the common denominator of these great men and women who took the light? They chose to stay in the light. Oh, yeah, darkness still tried to overpower, but they chose to stay in the light. Mom said she somewhere had, I don't think she was a part of it, but that African tribe that got a revival and awakening and miracles happened. People flew from all over the world to go see what was happening. This happened years ago. Mama talked, and she said, God gave them this song, and they all began to sing it, and they're all going around this. And I'm talking about everybody who was sick. They were flying in people to get them healed, and they sang this song. We're walking in the light of God, walking in the light. What's that? His ways. Faith is his ways. Love is his way. Anything else is not his way. Anything else is not his way. There's people that are praying in darkness. Been praying in darkness for years. What do you mean? God. Oh, God. Watch, see the care? Well, care is not, there's, are y'all with? Light has no care. Light has no worry, no anxiety. You're trying to do something with God, and that's impossible because he is only light, and in him is no darkness at all. That's why Paul says, be careful for nothing, get it out of there, add thanksgiving in there, and then make your request. You know what he just said? Don't make your request in darkness. Get happy, get thankful, and make it in light, and you'll get your answer. Am I the only one getting this? What an opportunity. We don't have to. Wouldn't you know the loudest baby back? Okay, just kidding. Stay in the light, Chip. No, just good friends of mine. We love them. And if it wasn't for me, they wouldn't be together. But we're not going to get into that. All right, C for C, youth rally. Anyway. Had to put him up. All right. Are y'all seeing this? So even care and worry. Paul says, be careful for nothing. Why? That's darkness. And don't even ask yet. Isn't that cool? Now we can see Philippians 4:6 differently. Don't even ask yet. Oh, but aren't we supposed to ask? Ask not and you have not. Yeah. Now, in your prayer and supplication, add thanksgiving in there. What is he telling you to do? Stay in the light. And at the very end of that, Philippians 4:6, he goes, and then let your request now be known. Why? You're in the light. You're in faith. You're in love. Are you kidding me? Is it worth my children serving God to get upset because of something? Silly? No. Now I get to practice in traffic all the time. And here's how we do it. Candy and I look at each other and we say, we're staying in the light. We have a lot of conversations where she calls me because we're pastors. We deal with a lot of darkness, even in the church. They don't even know they're in darkness. We go, we're staying in the light. We say it. We think it. I'm not going out of business with God. And if it did happen and I did slip over there, I can quickly repent. I remember, now this makes sense to me, because why? The Holy Spirit brings it back up to me. I heard Keith Moore say years ago, I'm going to tell you who works closest with God in the last days. You'll see them. Hopefully it's you. But if it ain't, you're going to be watching them. He said, those who are going to work the closest. Now notice how he said it. Work with. Work alongside with. What's that mean? Partner with. God, fellowship, thank you, is who? He said, those who are quick to repent. What does that mean? Because they sense their light consciousness instead of dark consciousness, and they don't want to get away from that light. And they feel that slip, and they go, no, God, I repent. They don't get all emotional and under condemnation. There's no condemnation to those who are in the light. Amen. No, you just get right there. I repent of that thought, whatever. Boom, and I'm right back in that light. I didn't lose a step. Glory to God. And man, is your joy going to be full. Your future's in the light. It's in the light. Are you in the light? I didn't say you're born again. I didn't ask that. Are y'all seeing the difference? I asked, are you in the light? Now, okay, finally, I can move on. I got the final yes I needed. All right. All right, let's look at Philippians 2, 14 and 15. Now watch how the Bible comes alive. Everybody looking up here? Come on, because this includes you and me. Do what? What's that word, the next word? All. What's all mean? Okay, all, yeah, right, all. 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 Yeah, but Chip, we need to let people, all. I know, but I use this platform. All things. Without what? And now, if you look this up in the Amplified, it says arguing. Disputing. Arguing. Do all without that. Why? We know why, right? Now we know why. All right, let's read on. Click. That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye should what? My sister saw this in the Amplified, and it was really cool. Part of it says something about it gets all clouded up or muddied up or whatever. If you're driving down a dirt road, a country road, and it's muddy and it's summer or whatever, you have lights, and your bright lights are on. But the mud and whatever comes on, and if you never keep them clean, you still have light, but it's not shining as bright as it could shine. Are y'all with me? And that's kind of what's happening when Christians get into this and they want to argue and they want to dispute. Their light's still there. You're still sons of light. You're going to heaven. But all that mud is caking on. And all of that is there when we can shine brighter. What does that mean? Onward and upward. Carry on my, you can join me now. Wayward son. Okay, all right. There was a couple, I heard you. Some old rockers. Okay, so isn't that interesting? Isn't that how that pertains to light? Do all things without murmuring and complaining so that you can shine. Shine. Okay, now, here's an actual act that we get to do. Romans 13, 11 through 14. Praise the Lord. Are you all right? And that knowing the time, that now is high time. I believe it's high time, don't you? To awake out of sleep. Woo! That's what we're doing. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. Click. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Night means darkness, day, light. Okay, let us therefore what? Cast off what? So darkness is still going to try to overpower light. There's still a prince of darkness. That's what he's called. It's his name, Satan. He's the prince of darkness. Darkness is still going to try to come on you. Even though it can't overpower. It can only exist where light isn't. And we are sons and daughters of light. So, but can we be walking in darkness? Yeah. Yep. And then the whole time you're in darkness, guess what's happening? You're blaming God because this prayer hadn't been answered. Oh, come on. Wake up! That's the coach in me now. Are y'all okay?
Yeah, good.
Oh, he's a little bit hot. Oh, don't get on there and do that. Don't get on there and do that. Please, I don't want you to. Don't get on there and do that. That's darkness. Pray for me that I don't get as loud. But if we're a team, and I feel like I'm at home, right, with you guys, I see faces I've known for years. Let's wake up. Let's choose to win. Let's choose to win. If I'm in business with God, I ain't got any worries. Worry, offense, fear, that's all darkness. And in God is none of that. I don't know about you, but I choose to step over here. Are you with me? That's a good choice. God's going, that's a good choice. Now, let's don't doubt. Let's don't argue. Let's don't contradict. Let's pray. Let's lift up. Let's bless, not curse. How about that one? Bless and curse them not. Why? Lightness. Light. See, God is light and his ways are light. So faith is a part of that. Love is a part of that. But light is the whole picture. Amen. Cast it off. Doesn't it say cast your cares to God? Cast it. You make an effort, an action where you cast it. No, I cast this dark. I recognize this darkness and it's not God and I'm casting it and I ain't going to go there. The person wants to talk to you about it. I ain't going there. I'm casting this thing. I will not go there. I'm doing what the word says. Brother Hagin always said, it's pretty simple. Just do what the word says. Well, the word is light. The word is life, right? Cast off this darkness and let us put on the armor of what?
Light.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? We preach about our armor, but that armor is light. And who's the light for? Darkness. God said it, he showed it to me the best like this. And I've said it here before, and I'm done. You got anything? Candy? You got something? Okay. Years ago when I was growing up, Mama was always, Chip, go take another shower, or wash your hair, or brush, whatever. You're not wearing that to church. Or my sisters with the 70s go-go boots and the, you're not wearing that to church. And I never knew why until I became a parent. A parent. And then my daughter, you're not wearing that to church. Cover that, you know. Or son, go and brush your hair. Well, what it was all about was the image that people would form, an opinion they would form of me. Really, honestly. I'm still teaching them a lesson, right? To do right things and all this. But the main part of it was the image that they would form or the opinion of the parent. So laughing at that with, you know, one day, the Lord said to me, he said, it's the same way with me. He said, the people of darkness don't know me. They only see my children. And they form opinions. Come on, somebody. So put on the armor of light. Use all of these tools for light. For the right reasons. Amen? And do the right thing with your leaders. Do the right thing with your parents, with your neighbors. It says love your neighbor. Didn't say just the saved neighbors. Didn't say just love the neighbors that are good to you. No, God needs somebody to shine their light. And if you're talking and acting like them and arguing, disputing like them, they're dying in darkness. I don't want them to die. The Bible says I want everyone born again. So shine. Be full of joy. You're in partnership with me. And if you're not, then just repent. Amen? Amen. So, I want to give you the opportunity. my God, to repent of every darkness thing you've ever done. And he'll forget every bit of it. And you can walk out of here. Oh, you can be the one who doesn't do it and take a step of faith. And, well, I'll just do it when nobody's watching. But I'm going to tell you something about a step of faith. I mentioned this to the men. Jesus said, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father. Because you made a boldness. You stepped out against darkness. Because you know who's telling you not to do it. Darkness. That's not God telling you not to do it. Listen, if you hear something or sense something in your spirit and you're at a store, go bless that lady. That's not darkness. Go pay for their groceries. Go feed them. They've been mean to me. Don't argue with them. That's not darkness telling you that. That's light. Go bless them. Go bless them. Go love them. That's light. Man, aren't you glad that you're moved and you can hear? That's God working with you. I don't know about you, but I want to hear him more. I didn't hear pray for the kicker with my bad attitude. I'm a pastor. I'm born again, right? But I didn't hear him. Is he telling me? Yeah. But I'm not in partnership with him. But when I got in the light, the entrance of thy words overpowered darkness, and I heard him. And I said, yes, sir. And he's like, thank you. Are y'all getting this? Praise God. So we can shine our light. So if you want that opportunity, you don't want to wait another second. This has stirred your spirit. I want every little bit out of it. Then guess what? We're at the house of God right now. And we have an altar right here. And if you want to come in, I'll join with you. And we will just repent of every, I don't care if it's darkness I'd forgotten about. Or I'm just no longer aware of. I want it out. And I want that blood that you had Jesus shed to cover it, and I want to walk out of here, and I'm going to be quick to repent. Now I'm going to be working on this thing, and I'm going to shine, and if I flicker, I'm going to get right back into shining again. Amen. But I know that that's where my peace is. That's where my joy is. That's where my healing is. That's where my prosperity is. That's where the goodness of God is. So many people over here in darkness, where's your goodness? I've been faithful for all these years and not even know they're in darkness. Darkness is not just evil. It's anything not God. Amen? Everybody stand up. Praise God. Well, everybody in the light here, my goodness, praise God. Then we need to pray. We need to have a miracle service. So nobody needs to come up. Come on now, let's go. Let's just get it. Let's don't leave this building in the dark. I don't care who you are. Let's just make an effort. I'm not going to lay hands on you just unless God tells me to. I may push you down. I'm just teasing. Don't do that. I just feel like it's a statement. I feel like it's a step of faith. Here we go. Let's go from here to here. Let's just make a step of faith together. Let's remember this day, guys. Let's mark it down somewhere. Let's mark this day down. What is it? March what? March 10th of 2019. We're making a declaration. That was a day when John wrote that and when he said that. Man, that was an exciting day. Man, guys, this is how we can partner with God. We've got it. This is the message. So let's do it. You don't have to. Nobody's judging. If somebody's judging somebody up here, they're in darkness. That's a bad thing. I wonder why they're up there. That's darkness, because light wouldn't do that. So let's just do it. Let's just lift up our hands. Lord, thank you. Candy, do you have anything? Pastors, y'all have anything? Lord, we repent. Lord, we repent. Forgive us for all darkness that we've ever done. Just do it amongst yourselves. Any darkness that we thought, that we've said, any kind of darkness, we cast it to you. We ask you to, Lord, that the blood of Jesus covers us. And Lord, we know it does because the good book says it does. And so we receive your grace, we receive your mercy, we receive your goodness. God, we understand today that on March 10th, 2019, that you are light and in you is no darkness at all. Woo! Some of you already feeling the joy. Already feeling the joy. Woo! That your joy may be full. Well, guess where that is? In light. So we get to walk in light. We get to walk in light. Oh God, now we receive that and we are children of your light. We always have been, but Lord, now we're going to shine even more brightly. Everything that you have is in the light. God needs a church more than ever. He needs leaders more than ever to walk in this light. I'm going to tell you something, guys. We've got a generation of generals who are now at an age that we need to pick up what they had. You know what I mean? These guys knew about it. They lived it. Where are they now? Who are the next ones? Who are teaching this now? This is what they live. This is what Brother Copeland lives. Light, I will not. He chooses, I will not go in darkness. I know, but they said this about you. They did this about you. You deserve to say this. Go on social media. No. Who are the next ones? I tell you, it's going to be us. Amen?
Amen.
And God may be, I'm sure he's searching to and fro all through Canada. Why not here? Why not you? Amen? Lord, thank you for the word. Aren't you excited? Thank you for the life that we're about to live. And you know what? Complaining about your life to God, that's darkness. No, unthankfulness is darkness. And no, so the Holy Spirit, you help us and you train us and you guide us as we do this journey of light. That's what it's called, the journey of light. And then we will continue that journey when we get to heaven. And it'll just carry over. It'll carry on my wayward son. That's what God's telling us. Carry on. Carry on light. There'll be peace when you're done, whatever that means. Don't have a, yeah, exactly. There we go. But you know, he got saved. Who was telling me this? Oh, no. It was Jeff Lowen. He said, Chip, the guy from the group Kansas who wrote that song, was going through a spiritual journey. And he wrote that one in Dust in the Wind. And right after he completed Dust in the Wind, he got born again. And am I saying this right? Because y'all were there when he was telling it. And there was a girl band named Christian, Rachel or something. And they got him and they redid it. And but that was interesting. And I believe that. Carry on. Carry onward and upward. Don't just enter in. Oh, I'm a Christian. But you may not even know you're in darkness. So praise God. Amen. Say, I'm in the light. We are. We're all in the light right now. We're shining bright. You're in business. Good choice. Good choice. And now we're going to go out there. And guess what? Darkness is still going to try to overcome, but it can't. Only if the light is not on. The light is not shining. Can darkness exist? So let's stay up here and let's just rejoice with some kind of happy, fun song.